Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. A nearby stand of catalpa trees is kept pruned so the owners can easily reach the catalpa sphinx moth caterpillars that use the leaves as their larval food source. This stout but dully colored caterpillar is actually kind of hard to find. Most stands of catalpa trees I see don't have any of the caterpillars feeding on them. Their infestations seem to be sporadic. Many other insects parasitize these creatures, and some people actually purchase pupa to inoculate their trees. The caterpillar has a spine on its abdomen that's just to scare you. It does not have the harmful stinging setae or hairs of some Lepidopteran larvae. Because these caterpillars have a thick skin, they stay on a fishing hook good, and they're considered to be about the best bait out there. Catalpas are sometimes called catalpas, but the correct spelling of the genus is catalpa, and I live on Catalpa Street in St. Matthews.